Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, as I was trying to read the readings and preach the Word of God, I have tried for 4 times, but I couldn't do it. I don't know why. So today I'm going to read a reading from St. Anselm, since we are celebrating his feast day today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let me know you and love you, so that I may find my joy in you. My soul, have you found what you are looking for? You were looking for God, and you have discovered that He is the Supreme Being, and that you could not possibly imagine anything more perfect. You have discovered that the Supreme Being is life itself, light, wisdom, goodness, eternal blessedness, and blessed eternity. He is everywhere, and He is timeless. Lord my God, you gave me life and restored it when I lost it. Tell my soul that I long for you. What else you are besides what is has. I tell my soul that so longs for you, what else you are besides what it has already understood, so that it may see you clearly. It stands on the tiptoe to see more, but apart from that what it has been already, it sees nothing but darkness. Of course, it does not really see darkness, because there is no darkness in you. But it sees that it can see no further because of the darkness in itself. Surely, Lord, inaccessible light is your dwelling place. For no one apart from yourself can enter into it and fully comprehend you. If I fail to see this light, it is simply because it is too bright for me. Still, it is by this light that I do see all that I can, even as weak eyes, unable to look straight at the sun, see all that they can by the sun's light. The light in which you dwell, Lord, is beyond my understanding. It is so brilliant that I cannot bear it. I cannot turn my mind's eye toward it for any length of time. I am dazzled by its brightness, amazed by its grandeur, overwhelmed by its immensity, bewildered by its abundance. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, St. Anselm's famous motto is faith seeking understanding. In that, he wants to say an active love of God, seeking a deeper knowledge of God. So when we love God, we have faith in Him, and then we go on to get to know more about Him. That's why we try to learn day in and day out. And we can see in His writing, right? A beautiful soul is longing to see God, is longing to know more about God. So the invitation for us today is, we have beautiful souls as well. The souls that that God have created at the beginning. So how can we live it out so that our soul reflect what is going on in God's mind? The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.